Previously on Night Court.
Well, it's all over, Your Honor. We're walking.
You're on strike, Art? What happened?
Management turned down all pay raises, and then they tried to impose a freeze on hiring, so we'd have to do twice the work.
So that means you'd have to do the belching and scratching for two?
I got offered a job with the Drug Enforcement Agency.
Tony, that's great!
There's only one downside.
What?
They want me to start tomorrow, and then I have to leave the country for 6 months.
Well, I can change in 6 months. You might decide you don't want to come back, or you might meet another woman.
All right, let me see. How can I prove to you I'm coming back?
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Buona fortuna!
Oh, I can't believe I did such a stupid thing. I got married in an Italian restaurant. What could be more idiotic?
Well, a chicken and waffle joint comes to mind.
I'm just not sure that I have a future with a man who could go off for 6 months to some South American jungle.
I know how I feel, and I know what I want. When you figure out what you want, take this down and file it, or you can throw it in the trash.
Congratulations, Robinson. Your job is to assign each coworker to a specific function.
Yeah, whoa, Bozo. I didn't go to law school to wind up being a mop jockey.
Sorry, Fielding. The presiding judge said all personnel are to assist in whatever way necessary to keep these courts functioning.
Sorry, Dan.
That includes you too, Stone.
Christina, you still moping because of Tony? I mean, it's been 3 weeks, girl.
I know, Roz, I'm trying. But I just got a call from my doctor. I'm gonna be a mother.
I can't believe it. You're actually pregnant?
You think you're surprised? I just went to the doctor because, well, I was feeling run down and a little nauseous.
I had that a few weeks ago. I felt headachy, sick to my stomach.
Did you swell up like a balloon until a baby popped out of you?
No, I would have remembered that.
Oh, God, what am I going to do? I'm not ready to have a baby.
Well, the first thing would be to contact Tony.
Harry's right. After all, he is the father.
Yes, he's the father.
So, do you have any idea how to get a hold of him?
Well, he's undercover somewhere in South America. Oh, God, what if I look for him and I can't find him? What if I can find him and he doesn't care? Oh, what if I find him and he thinks that I've done this on purpose to get him to come back to New York?
Whoa, Christine, hold on a second here. I think you may be underestimating the guy. I mean, what man wouldn't be proud to find out that his woman was carrying his child?
You come to mind.
I will have you know there was a time when I thought I was going to be a father. When I found out it was a false alarm, I was very upset.
Right, I remember that. You were dancing on your table saying, "Party at my place."
We all grieve in our own ways.
Congratulations, Robinson. You've really got this galley running shipshape.
Oh, really?
Come on, you'd never be able to tell these swabbies don't do this full time.
Okie dokie, one steak dinner, that'll be $885.
What? That can't be right.
Sorry, I didn't see you had that roll.
By the way, the lady's head is low on toilet paper. Make way! Officer coming through!
Yeah?
You don't happen to have a message for me, do you?
No, no word from the DEA. But I did learn that the ladies' room is out of paper products.
Mac, I'm trying to do my job, but there isn't another spare roll in this building.
Well, I'll just have to dip into my private stash.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you, Mac. I'm sure at this point nobody will care that it's single ply.
Excuse me? I'd like to speak to the chef, please.
If you're sure you want to.
Somebody got a problem here?
I paid a lot of money for this steak, and it's too tough.
Oh, well, then let me tenderize it for you. Bon appetit.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Christine Sullivan.
She's right over there.
Excuse me, Miss Sullivan. Richard Kern, Drug Enforcement Agency.
Oh, yes, please, sit down.
I understand you've been looking for one Anthony Giuliano.
Yes, I have. Do you know where he is?
Well, may I first inquire as to the nature of your relationship with Mr. Giuliano?
Oh, we were married 3 weeks ago.
Religious or civil ceremony?
Italian. We were married in an Italian restaurant.
Then how come we have no record of your marriage?
Oh, well, I haven't filed the license yet.
Uh-huh. So then you're not actually married, are you, Miss Sullivan?
Well, I suppose you want to get technical.
Look, I can only tell you this much. Agent Giuliano's on a highly classified mission. There's no way I can contact him. Now, if I were you, I would operate under the assumption that you won't be seeing him again.
Oh, God, there must be something I can do.
Well, come to think of it, there is.
Oh, please tell me anything.
I'll try to be brief.
Marley!
Stone! Can I help you with anything?
Yeah, you can get someone to take this garbage downstairs where it belongs.
Let me show you the process. If you have a grievance, you put it in writing, and you give it to Robinson. That's called going through channels. Channels. Everything works if you go through channels. Shine those shoes and suck in that gut, Sailor.
Okay, Mommy, smile for the camera.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm gonna make a video record of your entire pregnancy. I even got a weatherproof lens in case your water breaks during a close-up.
Oh, please, Ball. I'm really not in the mood right now.
Any word on Tony?
No, and I don't expect to hear anything.
I guess it's gonna be pretty tough being a single mom and everything. Of course, you could always marry someone else.
Well, Bull, I'm not going to marry a stranger just so my baby will have a father.
I was thinking more in terms of a man you already know. Someone who loves kids. Someone you work with. I don't snore and I can work a caulking gun.
Oh, well, Bull.
A kid needs a dad around to show him the basics. You know, how to throw a ball, how to fish, how to survive a blizzard by cutting open a bear and using the insides for warmth.
Oh, Bull. As flattered as I am, and oh, I am flattered. I just don't think that we have enough in common to really make a go of it.
Yep. We would have needed a lot of counseling, all right. You know, to be honest, I just wanted to be around a baby.
Really?
Yeah, I figured it'd be kind of like meeting a new best friend who just happens to be real short and wets his pants a lot.
Oh. Harry, you've got to do something about this stench.
I know. The heating system must be cooking the garbage out in the hallway. Just keep spraying.
But no, I can't. This bottle's gonna last me all night.
Dan, I'm asking as a friend.
All right. $20.
$20 for a can of air freshener?
For one spray.
You're out of your mind. You think I'm going to pay $20 for a spray? Five.
Well, all right, all right.
You wanted to see me, sir? Yes, Mac. Your friend Marley seems to think that I should be going through channels. Okay. What can I do for you? Inhale.
Whoa!
There you go. What are you going to do about it, Mr. Floor Supervisor?
Well, I'll have to refer this to my janitorial staff.
Good.
Harry, get that stuff out of there.
Your Honor, do you have a minute?
If you're wearing perfume, I've got all night. What's up?
I'm quitting.
Quitting what?
My job.
What are you talking about?
Well, I've been thinking about it a lot, and there's no way I can keep working and give my baby everything it needs.
Wait a minute. You're only 6 weeks along. Don't you think you're jumping the gun here a little bit?
The first 3 months of a pregnancy are the most crucial. You know, according to this book, my baby, as we speak, is sprouting leg buds.
Sure, it's a great looking pair of leg buds.
Who knows, in this environment, this building is so old, there's probably asbestos in the ventilation system, there's cigarette butts out in the hallway.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if there was an old Camaro out in the hallway. Where are you gonna go?
Back home to Buffalo.
Buffalo? Why don't you just stay here and sleep in your freezer?
I happen to have grown up there, and I want my baby to have everything I did. To be around family, to grow up in a warm house with a big backyard so he can play with a dog named Puddles.
Puddles?
Well, he was a little nervous.
Miss Sullivan, stop. Listen to yourself. Do you realize how ridiculous you sound?
Wait, I want to thank you for your good wishes. My resignation will be here in the morning.
Miss Sullivan! Oh, damn. Miss Sullivan!
Just a minute. Oh, it's you.
Peace offering. For the little one.
Oh, this is baby's first present.
Hope he likes it. Minus 8 months is a tough age to shop for.
Thank you, Harry.
It's also an apology for this afternoon.
Oh, please, you don't need to apologize. We're just trying to help.
Well, partly, but I was also trying to talk you out of going, because we're going to miss you. I'm going to miss you. It's hard to believe you're...
I know. I'm gonna have a baby.
Thanks. Hey, guys.
Neato. It's Uncle Harry. Say something to Christine's baby, sir.
Hi, I'm Harry, but then aren't we all?
Well, maybe he hasn't heard it yet, sir.
Hey, Christine.
Hey,
Harry told us you were quitting, so we came by to wish you luck.
And we brought some gifts for the little tyke.
Oh, you guys are too generous.
Yeah, I left the price tag on mine in case you had any doubts about that.
I got you a gift too, Christine. But no peeking, it's a surprise.
Doing here?
Well, it turns out a stewardess I'm seeing lives in your building.
Oh, really? What's your name?
I don't know. Relationship really hasn't progressed that far yet. Got something for the little bun.
Oh, Dan, that is so sweet.
It's anatomically correct, too.
I'll take your word for it.
It's Uncle Dan. Say something to the baby, Uncle Dan. You're gonna love breastfeeding.
Christine, have you decided when you're going to move yet?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks. I'll give my notice, and then I'll have to start packing.
You know, even though we're all going to miss you, I think you're doing a smart thing by moving back to Buffalo.
Why?
She's moving there so she'll be in a cleaner and a more wholesome and a safer environment.
Buffalo, New York?
Well, all right, it's not a garden spot, but I did grow up there, and I had a wonderful childhood.
Right, and your whole family's there, right?
Well, actually, it's just my dad and his Uncle Irv.
Well, I'm sure you still have friends you grew up with.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I went to my high school reunion, and I saw this girl who was in my math class, Carol, I think. Anyway, I'm going to look her up.
Well, you know what? The great thing is, though, you're going to be living in your dad's old, big, comfortable house, not some, you know, crappy, cheesy condominium.
Yeah, well, actually, my dad did sell his house, but he's living in the nicest condominium.
Long day, huh?
Oh. Yeah. Shall we?
Yeah, I think.
Take
care. Oh, thank you so much for coming and for the gifts.
You remember we're here, and we care about you, no matter where you go or what you do.
Thank you, Harry.
Good night.
Good night. Hey, you want to open Harry's gift? Oh, oh, no. Oh, how cute. Oh, no. Well, you'll have to wear these when Harry comes to visit. Well, let's see, what have we here? Oh, a book from Auntie Roz. Horton Stomps a Who. And let's see, this is from Mac and Quan Lee. Oh. That's a picture of Mommy and all her friends at work. Okay, that's Mac, and that's Bull, who's a little bit different, but he means well. And that's Dan. Who doesn't? And that's Harry. And that's Roz. Oh, baby, we are so lucky to have such good friends. They're almost like family. They are my family. But they will come to visit us. Every time they're on their way to Ottawa. Who am I kidding? Oh, New York, it's so filthy, it's crowded, it's noisy, it's home. It's home. You wouldn't be too mad at me if I were to change my mind about moving, would you? I mean, let's face it, sweetie. My life is here. Our life is here.
Hi there! I'm Steve, your new neighbor! I'm not wearing anything!
Well, you have nothing to be proud of! Don't worry, you'll get used to that, too. Of course, I don't know if Tony's coming back, but even if he does, we still have an awful lot to work out. So, if you guys don't mind, I may have to lean on you now and then.
Come on. It was just my way of saying, I'm glad you're staying.
We're all glad you're staying.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys. Now, if you don't mind, I have a few files to go over. Paul, do you really intend to follow me around until the baby's born?
Don't be silly. I've only got 1,000 hours of tape.
Good news, Your Honor. The strike's over.
You're back!
You bet.
Come to my arm, you little socket monkey.
Wait a minute. If you're back, that means the secretaries are back. Not a moment too soon, either. Yesterday, I caught myself noticing a bag lady's visible panty line.
Hey, Your Honor, now that I'm back on a job, I'll take care of that fixture in the courtroom.
I'm counting on you.
Well, guess we better all get back to work.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, I guess things are finally going to get back to normal around here.
Oh, yeah. Sir? Look, I know I rode you pretty hard the last couple of weeks. Hey, but you did volunteer me for the job. You're not going to try to get back at me, are you?
Oh, I don't think I'm that petty, Mac. Of course, we'll know for sure in the next couple of days.
Won't we?
Those...